بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين We continue our discussion about Quran being a living word of God. Quran is alive. There is a hadith from Imam Baqir alayhi salam in Tafsir al-Ayyashi. Al-Ayyashi is one of Shia scholars, and he has a tafsir which is Tafsir Rivai. Inshallah, later I will explain. One method of tafsir is to interpret the Quran according to the hadith. We have different methods of tafsir. This is Tafsir Rivai. So in Shia world, we have Tafsir al-Ayyashi, we have Tafsir al-Nur al-Thaqalain, Tafsir al-Ali ibn Ibrahim, Tafsir al-Mansub al-Imam al-Hasan al-Askari. These are Tafsir Rivai. Okay? In Sunni world, for example, they have Durrul Manthur. This is Rivai. Anyway, in Tafsir al-Ayyashi, a person called Abdul Rahim Al-Qasir or Al-Qusair. Okay? قال كنت يوما من الأيام عند أبي جعفر عليه السلام. He says, one day I was with Imam Baqir عليه السلام. They were very fortunate that, you know, you say one day I was with so and so. He said, one day I was with Imam. فقال يا عبد الرحيم قلت لبيك. Imam called me and I said, here I am. Then Imam said, Qawlullah, innama anta mundhir wa likull qawmin had. Allah says to the Prophet that you are the mundhir, you are the one who warns, and for every nation, every people is a guide. We talked about it before. إذ قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أنا المنذر وعلي الهاد. When Rasulullah said this, so he referred to himself as Munzir and Amir al-Mu'mineen as Hadi, as guide. ومن الهاد اليوم. Then Imam Baqir asked this Abdul Rahim, who is Al-Had, who is the guide today? Okay? قَالَ فَسَّكَتْتُ طَوِيلًا. Abdul Rahim says, I kept silent for a long time because he was thinking. Okay? فَسَّكَتْتُ طَوِيلًا ثُمَّ رَفَعْتُ رَأْسِي. Then I raised my head. فَقُلْتُ. After some silence and thinking deeply, I told, جُعِلْتُ فِدَاكْ هِيَ فِيكُمْ. I said, may I be your ransom? This is something which is among you. This hidayah is among you. تَوَارَثُونَهَا رَجُلٌ فَرَجُلٌ. One after the other, you inherit this from each other. So one imam after the other imam, he is al-Hadi. حتى انتهت إليك, till it reached you. So after Imam Ali was Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, Imam Zain al-Abidin, and now it's you. فأنت جعلت فداك الهاد. So you are the Hadi, you are the guide today. قال صدقت يا عبد الرحيم. Imam Baqir said, you are right. Now look at this sentence. Before I read what Imam said, you should think about this point. When Rasulullah said that Ali is the Hadi, is guide, or when Ayah was revealed in the time of Rasulullah, which explained that, and Rasulullah also had this interpretation, at that particular time of the revelation of the Quran, it was Amirul Mu'mineen. Okay? But why Imam is saying that the application of this ayah carries on and it can one day be applied to Amirul Mu'mineen, but another time can be applied to another Imam? Yeah, this is a point that we need to reflect. So now what Imam is saying explains that. This is very important. إن القرآن حي لا يموت. Quran is living and never dies. والآية حية لا تموت. And this ayah, this verse, إنما أنت منذر ولكل قوم هاد. إنما أنت منذر ولكل قوم هاد is also part of the Quran and it's alive. So Quran is alive and this ayah is alive. فَلَوْ كَانَتِ الْآيَةِ إِذَا نَزَلَتْ فِي الْأَقْوَامِ مَاتُوا فَمَاتَ الْقُرْآنِ. If this ayah was only revealed about people who died, then it means that the Quran also died. Do you get the point? إِذَا نَزَلَتْ فِي الْأَقْوَامِ مَاتُوا. If it's revealed about people who died, فَمَاتَ الْقُرْآنِ. So Quran also has died. وَلَكِنْ. But this is not the case. No. But the Quran, هِيَ جَارِيَةٌ فِي الْبَاقِينَ كَمَا جَرَتْ فِي الْمَاضِينَ. Quran continues with respect to the next generations as the Quran was about previous generations. Then Abdurrahim, the narrator of this hadith, he says, Qala Abu Abdullah alayhi salam. So he was fortunate also to see Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. إن القرآن حي لم يموت. Quran is alive and has not died. وإنه يجري كما يجري الليل والنهار. In the same way that day and night continue, Quran is also continuing. وَكَمَا تَجْرِ الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ. In the same way that sun and moon are moving. Okay? Although in that time they had the idea that sun is not moving. But here we say sun is moving. Moon is also moving. وَيَجْرِي عَلَىٰ آخِرِنَا كَمَا يَجْرِي عَلَىٰ أَوَّلِنَا. And the Quran continues to apply on those of us who come later as it was applicable to those of us who were before, earlier. So, this is also a very important hadith. Another important hadith...
Can I ask a question, please? On the day of Qiyamah,
yeah, this example is for us to understand in dunya. It's not from every aspect. Whenever we liken something, we do tashbih, we compare it from one aspect, but not necessarily from other aspects. Yeah? Yes. Another hadith. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said... This is in Bihar al-Anwar, volume 23, page 79. The previous one was from which book? Al-Ayyashi. This is in Bihar al-Anwar. Of course, that is also in Bihar al-Anwar, but Allama Majlisi quotes from Ayyashi. Another hadith is from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. للقرآن تأويل يجري للقرآن تأويل يجري تأويل is a term which has many different meanings. Even in Quranic sciences, ta'wil has been used in different senses. What I think ta'wil here means, and this hadith which we just mentioned also is a good evidence for that, is where the Quran applies. Ta'wil comes from ala ya'ulu, means to return. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us an idea, a concept, okay, then what is the case that that ayah can be applied to becomes its ta'wil. Okay, this is one meaning of ta'wil, and this is what is meant here. Lil Qur'an ta'wilun means what the Quran can be applied to. Okay? The cases that Quran can be applied to are yajri, are coming forward. Kama yajri laylu wal nahar wa kama tajri shamsu wal qamar. So when Quran talks about something, maybe this refers to something which has happened, but it can also be applied to the things which happen in future. Okay? So you should not think that if an ayah of the Quran is revealed about a particular incident, that incident is the only thing for which that ayah was revealed. That incident was one example, one instance. But there would be more and more of similar incidents to which that ayah can be applied. You understand? So, Quran comes along with time, generation after generation. So, if you put all these things together, along with what I have quoted last week and explained, then you would realize that the Quran is alive in two senses. One sense is what is very clearly understandable from these hadiths. A second sense is what I said, and so far I haven't seen this mentioned by other people, but maybe they also accept this, but I accept the responsibility. And this is why I say, this is what I said, so that you don't take it for granted. You can investigate. There are two aspects of Quran being alive. One is very clearly understandable, and many people have said, it's about this hadith that I said today, that Quran can be applied to new cases, cases that can continue. And Quran is high in this sense, that Quran can be applied to new cases. The other sense in which Quran being alive is possible to be correct is what I said, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the Quran guides us, and the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a fresh guidance, and this guidance can be widened, can be broadened, can be expanded generation after generation. This is the second sense of being alive. But in any case, I don't think anyone can have doubt that Quran is alive, because hadiths are very clear that hayyun la yamut, and also because the Quran is something which belongs to the other world. If something belongs to that world which is full of life, then even it is represented to us in a form of a text, it is alive. Like, for example, please look at this example carefully. If an angel comes to us in the form of a human being, we already talked about this. فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا. Okay? So we said, this is an angel, although it has the shape of a human being. Is it clear or not?
Yes.
It's clear. Now I have a question for you. If an angel takes the form of a human being, would it take the form of a live human being or a dead human being? It cannot be dead human being. Because angel has understanding, has knowledge. An angel cannot be a dead human being. So when Quran, which is close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we explained, وَإِنَّهُ فِي أُمِّ الْكِتَابِ لَدَيْنَا لَعَلِيٌّ حَكِيمٌ, now that has taken the form of a book, it has to be a living book, not a dead book. You understand? This is very important to remember. So, the idea seems to be very clear, but as I said again, Allah knows better, and I hope, inshallah, what I understood was correct. Another evidence that I want to bring for this idea is what we have in our hadith about Quran being a speaking. Quran speaks. Quran is not dead, or even is not silent. First of all, to whom you say silent? To a living person, you say silent. To a dead person, we don't say he's silent. In mantiq, you have studied Adamu Malake. Yeah? Adamu Malake are mutaqabil, they are opposite, but they are used where there is possibility. For example, we don't say to a stone that it is blind. We say this stone is blind. No. A'ma and basir are Adamu Malake. So we don't say anything which is not able to see is blind. No, anything which has the potential of seeing, if cannot see, we say it's blind. Anything which has potential of speaking, if it doesn't speak, we say silent. So to a dead person, we don't say he's silent. To a rock, we don't say it's silent. Okay? When it comes to the Quran, we say Quran is not silent. Rather, Quran is speaking. So even to say it's not silent means it's alive. But we say it's even speaking. Let me mention for you some hadith. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, in a hadith which is narrated by Shaykh Kulayni in Al-Kafi, he says, ذَلِكَ الْقُرْآنِ, like ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. You know, in Arabic, ذَلِكَ is used for إِشَارَ إِلَى الْبَعِيدِ. Yeah, ذَلِكَ, we use it when we want to point at something which is far. Because Quran has very high position, we say ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ. Yeah? Amir al-Mu'mineen said, ذَلِكَ الْقُرْآنِ, that is the Quran. فَاسْتَنْتِقُوهُ, ask the Quran to speak to you. If Quran was dead, you could not have asked Quran to speak to you. Quran can speak. You can have any problem and ask Quran to speak to you and give you the guidance. As far as Quran is concerned, Quran can speak and give you the answer. But why we cannot get the answer from the Quran? Because we are not people to whom Quran speaks. We are not the people who are acquainted with the Quran, who are trusted by the Quran. We don't understand the Quran, so Quran doesn't speak to us. Amir al-Mu'minin said, ذَلِكَ الْقُرْآنِ فَاسْتَنْتِقُوهُ. Ask the Quran to speak to you. وَلَنْ يَنْتِقَ لَكُمْ. But Quran will never speak to you. So, although Quran can speak, but Quran is not speaking to you. أُخْبِرُكُمْ أَنْ. I inform you on behalf of the Quran. So I would be تَرْجُمَانُ الْقُرْآنِ. I would be interpreter for the Quran. But not because Quran doesn't speak. No, because Quran speaks to me. Do you understand? Quran speaks to me and I will interpret it for you. إِنَّ فِيهِ إِلْمَ مَا مَضَى وَإِلْمَ مَا يَأْتِي إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. In the Quran, there is knowledge of what happened in the past and what is يَأْتِي means what is coming. إلى يوم القيامة, up to the day of judgment. وحكم ما بينكم, judgment about things that happen between you. If there are debates, conflicts, the solution, how to settle these debates, these difficulties, is in the Quran. وبيان ما أصبحتم فيه تختلفون, an explanation of what you differ, what you disagree. فلو سألتم عن لَعَلَّمْتُكُمْ. If you ask me about this, I will teach you. Tell me to show you how the Quran gives solution for your day-to-day problems. So Quran is a book which can address all our contemporary needs and speaks. Maybe we don't understand, we need someone to interpret for us. But the Quran speaks. In another hadith, which is in Nahj al-Balagh, Amir al-Mu'minin says, Kitabullah tubsiruna bihi wa tasma'una bihi. This is the book of Allah by which you see, by which you can hear. وَيَنْتِقُ بَعْضُهُ بِبَعْضُ. Part of the Quran speaks on behalf of the other. Means the Quran speaks by itself, explains what is it meant. وَيَشْهَدُ بَعْضُهُ عَلَى بَعْضُ. Part of it gives testimony about another part. Means all Quran is showing you what is meant. If you can master all the cross references. You know, there are cross references in the Quran. Maybe one ayah in one chapter is the key for understanding ayah in another chapter. Maybe one ayah in the beginning of the Quran, another is in the middle of the Quran, another is the end of the Quran. If you know how to bring these together, then they will clarify the meaning. This is tafsirul Quran bil Quran, which is the method that, inshallah, we talk, you know, Allama Tabatabai was a master in this method. There are also some other hadiths, maybe the last hadith. I have more hadiths, but maybe this is the last hadith for this part. Mu'alla ibn Khunais and Abi Abdullah alayhi salam. Mu'alla ibn Khunais is as narrating from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Ma min amrin yakhtalifu fihi ithnan. There is no issue that two people differ, they disagree, illa wallahu aslun fi kitabillah azza wa jal. Unless there is a principle, a foundation, a principle for that in the Quran. If, for example, a Sunni and a Shia have discussion, or I don't know, maybe for example, two Shia, two Sunni have problem with each other, two colleagues, husband and wife, any disagreement between people, there is something in the Quran that is solving the problem. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَبْلُغُهُ أُقُولُ الرَّجَالِ. But intellects of people cannot reach that principle. So the answer is there, but we cannot get the answer. It's like a very clear book in another language. Yeah, if there is a book which is very clear, even if, for example, it is written for children in primary school, it's very clear. But if you don't know the language, you don't understand anything. When we read the Quran, unfortunately, we only see the surface. We don't get into the deeper layers of the Quran. We cannot understand. Sometimes, maybe some people read the Quran and say, we don't find anything relevant to our life. It's all talking about Musa, Isa, Ibrahim, Prophet Muhammad, all our old things. There is nothing about our life today. Nothing about the age of high-tech and, I don't know, technology and cloning and this stuff. So some people say we don't find anything relevant here. But some people whose mind is tuned, whose heart is tuned to the Quran, they find Quranic guidance for everything. Not only even for big things. For everything that happens to them during the day, they find a guidance from the Quran that tells them what to do when you are faced with this problem. Okay? So, the same book for some people can be irrelevant, for some people can be very meaningful. It depends on the reception of people. You see? Sometimes, you know, if you have, for example, if you have a radio which is only FM, okay? It can take few stations. If it is MW, it can take maybe 100 stations. If it is SW, it can take 1,000 stations, okay? So depending on your sensitivity, on your reception, you can receive more or less. And some people, the radio is switched off. They don't get anything. So they think there is no station. But there are many stations, but you are switched off. So, pardon? Yes. So people are very different. Even for our senses is the same. You know, there are many types of color that we cannot see. There are many types of fragrance that we cannot smell. Yeah? There are some animals that only see black and white. Okay? So if you ask them about red and green and yellow and purple, they say, we don't know anything about this. But because animals are fair, they don't deny. But we human beings, we deny. If we don't understand something, we deny it, unfortunately. So, the Quran is a book that gives you answer for all the problems. Maybe now we can have a little break and then inshallah we continue. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.